Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, December 6, 2022. U.S. futures are pointing to a higher open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time after Wall Street closed sharply lower on Monday. European equity markets have opened softer with little firm direction following mostly lower levels in Asia. U.S. dollar is stronger versus Japanese yen but weaker versus euro and sterling. Treasury yields are down across tenors, crude oil is up, gold is firmer, industrial metals are mostly higher. In macro news, yesterday's stronger-than-expected U.S. ISM services data has dampened the market's risk appetite, causing U.S. markets to pause in their expectations for a lower terminal rate and pushing Fed fund futures higher over Monday along with the 2023 year-end rate. More in central bank news, the European Central Bank chief economist has said that inflation is near the peak, but more rate hikes are needed. The Bank of Japan Governor Kuroda has also said that it is premature to discuss specifics about the policy framework, responding to a question about board member Tamura's recent suggestion to conduct a policy review and tweak settings accordingly. Still, speculation of some form of policy normalization continues. The Reserve Bank of Australia has hiked by 25 basis points as expected, though the statement did not lean dovish as some had predicted, and there was no clear signal that the central bank is contemplating a rate hike pause in early 2023. On the data front, Germany's October factory orders beat consensus. Its November construction PMI came in lower than estimates. Overnight, Japan's household spending rose for a second month, but inflation drove a faster decline in real wages. Taiwan's November CPI moderated compared with October. The Philippines' headline and core inflation rose again, and the central bank said it was ready to take all necessary monetary policy action to bring back inflation towards a target consistent path. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the October trade balance, the weekly Redbook chain store, and the weekly API crude inventories. Notable earnings reporter in the U.S. today is AutoZone, which is posting its results before the open. In corporate news, PepsiCo will let go hundreds of workers at its North America headquarters. The layoffs are intended to simplify the organization so the company can operate more efficiently, according to the Wall Street Journal. Comcast streamer Peacock now has at least 18 million paying subscribers, according to a company executive in an interview at a conference. Asian equities ended mostly lower on Tuesday following weak overnight queues from Wall Street. Taiwan's large tech names led the declines. Tech stocks in South Korea and Hong Kong also went down. Australia closed with a loss as the Reserve Bank of Australia hiked rates again. India extended opening losses. Southeast Asia all went down except for the Philippines, which was higher on the hawkish central bank comments. Japan closed slightly higher on a weaker yen. Mainland China stocks were mostly higher with its own driver in reopening news. The momentum continued with Beijing being the latest Chinese city to scrap negative test requirements to enter public venues. Authorities are reportedly planning to reveal more easing measures on Wednesday, with signs that China's COVID outbreak has stabilized with daily cases below 30,000. Analysts now are increasingly optimistic on China's market and economic outlook for 2023. European markets have opened lower. At the EU-US Trade and Technology Council on Monday, EU Commission officials pushed President Biden's administration to offer EV manufactured within the EU the same tax credit that US-made EVs enjoy. While hoping for the best, EU officials also prepare for the worst, as globalization trend appears to be reversing course. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Tuesday, December 6, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.